Tony Tucker and the boys start George Jessel and the folks off for Pittsburgh.
Well, Norma, dear, what a wonderful age we live in. Just think, today we're going to fly to Pittsburgh. We leave Detroit at 6, which has no daylight saving time. We change at Fort Wayne, that's Eastern Standard Time, and go to Pittsburgh, and that's Scott's daylight saving time. So we actually arrive in Pittsburgh about 10 minutes before we leave Detroit. I think that's wonderful, don't you?
Did you put your watch back?
I will as soon as I get it out, yes.
Well, we're not going to fly to Pittsburgh.
Well, you don't mean you're afraid, do you?
I'm not afraid, but great heights make me dizzy. Remember how dizzy I was 4 years ago in the Empire State Building?
Well, that was only the fourth floor we were on, dear. You couldn't have been dizzy, and I remember that day.
Yes, that was the day you proposed to me, and I accepted you. I was dizzy.
Well, don't worry about flying. I've been flying since I was a baby.
There were no airplanes then. How could you fly?
Well, I flew when the stork brought me to my mama, see? And if it hadn't been for Jimmy Fiddler peeking down the chimney, the stork would have never found our house. So there.
What's all that got to do about getting to Pittsburgh?
Well, honey, the last train is gone, and there are no more buses, and I got it. Right across the street is a drive-it-yourself place. I'll rent a trailer.
Oh, George, you're not going to ask 24 people to ride in a little trailer, are you?
I should say not. 4 of them can ride in the car.
What do you think this company is? Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs?
Don't worry, honey. I've got it all figured out now.
What about the musician's instrument?
I'll show you how to save room. We'll put little Josephine Starr on the bass fiddle and tie it up on top. I'll make Theodore, the Adagio dancer, throw his part into Pittsburgh. That saves 2 people already, see? By the time we leave, I've got it figured out, honey. There'll be enough room left to take in boarders, besides.
You can say what you want about Jack Benny, but I'll bet he'd never put all these people in a trailer.
He couldn't if he had to take Don Wilson along.
You wish you had Don Wilson with you.
I don't need Don Wilson. I'll bet if this audience of 50 all laughed together, it'd sound almost as loud as Don Wilson.
Well, all right. We'll make the best of it. Get your trailer.
That's the spirit. Tommy, everybody. Amy, stick close to me. Stick. I was going to get a trailer. Wait till you see. Young man, are you in charge of renting these trailers?
Trailers, Tim, Boy, Sharbrow, Mepperton, Sebago, Sunkman, Mutterbride.
George, must we have that fellow every week?
I think so, dear. They tell me if you keep on repeating something on the air every week, no matter what it is, it becomes a catch line that everybody remembers. You know, like, hello again, want to buy a duck? Hi-ho, everybody, tally-ho, ain't funny, McGee, and perhaps...
Trailers, Camphor, Sharbrow, Mepperton...
All right, but get the trailer.
All right, I'll try this other young fellow. Say, young man.
Yes, sir. Can I help you? Say, aren't you George Jessel?
Yes, I am.
Hey, I saw you at the theater. What's wrong? Say, if that gang of hoodlums are following you, you can hide in my office.
No, I can hide in my own office, but they're not hoodlums. That's my company.
What company?
The darndest company you ever saw.
Well, it's quite a large troop, I'll say.
Oh, it's nothing, just a few people, and we'd like to rent a car and a trailer.
Well, the largest one we have only holds 6 people. You get 15 in, it's well expensive.
I see.
What direction are you going?
Does that make any difference?
Well, if you're going north, we have some trailers equipped with speed.
Well, we're going east.
Then you'll want one with wheels, I guess.
Yes, I imagine so.
Now, here's our super, super ideal home on wheels. A home on wheels that makes life worth living. A home
to... Now, look, young man, we've got a home. All we want is to rent a trailer to get to Pittsburgh. Now, do you like this one, Norma?
It's all right, but I prefer something in navy blue if he has it.
Well, nobody's going to see it, honey. We're going to be traveling all night. Now, what difference does it make if it's yellow or blue or...
Well, I don't look good in yellow.
Or maybe he's got something with a swimming pool that'll suit you. All right, we'll take the blue one. Anything to get started.
No, sir, this here one, now. It's not quite navy blue. It's what we call Napoleon blue. And it's skin with...
Look, mister, nobody's going to wear this thing. We want to ride it to Pittsburgh, see?
Well, this is a little more expensive than the other.
Who cares what it costs? In a half hour, this whole manuscript will be last week's program. Come on, everybody, get in. Come on, folks. All right, Tommy Tucker, now you drive for a while, and then I'll relieve you. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, Mr. Jessel. Our Pittsburgh hospital will take care of you.
Sound effect, it says auto door closes, you know.
I know my business. Look
at the trailer. Right. Why don't we start?
I guess Tommy doesn't know we're ready. I'll get out to him.
Go ahead, Tommy. We're ready.
Okay.
All right, everybody. Now, give me your hats and coats, and I'll hang them all up in this closet. Come on. There it is. One at a time, everybody.
No, don't.
Honey, don't yell at me so much. I'm nervous enough as it is.
I only wanted to tell you.
Whatever it is, it'll keep. You can tell me later.
As you wish.
All right. Now, don't everybody get excited. Now, listen. Listen, everybody. I know it's a little crowded in here, and some of you may have to sleep standing up. But it's only for a few hours, so try to make the best of it.
Trailers, campfire, shabram, everything.
All right, now, you be still. Be quiet.
Is your chair comfortable, George?
Yes, dear.
You're not staying in a draft, are you?
No, honey. It's very comfortable here.
Are you sure?
Yes, my sweet.
Then change seats with me.
Now, everybody, quiet and try to get some sleep.
Mr. Gessel,
Mr. Gessel, Mr. Gessel. It's Josephine. I didn't even miss her. Where are you, Josephine?
In the mill.
I'm right here. Good heavens, she's in the refrigerator. Quick, George, let her out.
We'll have to defrost her first, I suppose. Well,
Josephine. How in the world did you ever get in there, Josephine?
I thought it was a little bed, so I crawled in and fell asleep. And then it got awful cold. Gee, I'm nearly frozen.
Well, remember the old saying, many are cold, but few are frozen. Now, Josephine, I must ask you something. I've been trying to find this out for a long time. Perhaps you, through this little mishap, you, a little child, will be able to tell me. Josephine, when you were inside that refrigerator with the door closed, did the light go out?
I don't remember.
The eternal question marches on.
Whose house is this, Miss Talmud?
It's not a house, dear. It's a trailer, a modern covered wagon.
Is this like the covered wagon Mr. Jessel told me about?
What covered wagon did Mr. Jessel tell you about, Josephine?
Weren't you with him, Miss Talmud? When he went to California in the covered wagon and killed 300 buffaloes alone?
Josephine, go lie down. You're tired and restless, my child. Do you want me to sing you to sleep?
No, thanks. I'd rather toss a little longer.
Oh.
Oh, George, that reminds me. Where's the dog?
Here, Topsy, Topsy, Topsy.
Oh, honey, you know what I did? I forgot all about this being a trailer, and from force of habit, I put the dog outside a little while ago.
Oh, George. How could you? Now you turn right around and go back and find Topsy.
All right, dear. We'll get it. I'll tell Tommy to turn. Why, there she is, honey. She's been following us.
That's not Topsy. That's a dachshund.
No, that's no dachshund. That's Topsy. Her legs are worn down a little from running, that's all. But I'll get her. Come on, Topsy. Up here. There you are.
Poor little Topsy.
I wonder why Tommy don't start. Something must be wrong. I'll see.
What's wrong there, Tommy? I'm waiting for the red light to turn green.
Well, you're going to have a long while. That's a red lantern hanging on a post, you dope. You better let me drive a while. Now, Tommy, come on. You and Amy get back here in the trailer. Norma, you sit here with me. I'm going to drive. Hey, what became of all the hats and coats I put in this closet?
They must be somewhere between here and Detroit. I tried to tell you before, that was an emergency exit door, but you wouldn't make it.
All set back there?
Okay, back here. Go ahead.
All right. Oh, now, look at that. Look at that dope. Hey, you in the middle of the road there. What's the matter with you? Do you want to get run over?
Yes, I want to get run over to New York.
Well, I can't take you. I don't know where I could squeeze you in.
Oh, take him along. Maybe he has a loud laugh.
Okay, well, hop on. Get in here.
Hey, Sport. What's the matter? You ain't got no radio in this car?
My luck, I had to pick up a streamlined hitchhiker. How about a barber shop? Would you like that, too?
George, stop making those turns so fast.
Oh, there's nothing to get nervous about, honey. When we come to a turn, you shut your eyes like I do and sing to yourself, you know? Whistle while you work. What is it, officer?
It's just 6 o'clock pullover time. Come on, pull over to the side.
We weren't going fast, officer. Why, we were hardly...
Who said anything about going fast?
Now, don't argue with the officer, honey.
Your father's right, miss. Don't argue.
I'll hand it to him. Tell me, what's wrong, Lieutenant?
Don't give me that Lieutenant stuff. Get out. Now, come back here. See that? Where's your red taillight?
Never mind where the red taillight is. What I'd like to know is, where's my trailer?
trailer?
Yeah, did you see anything of a trailer with a band in it and a lot of actors?
Is that what it was? I thought it was a roadhouse.
No. That's my company.
What company?
It's the darndest company you ever saw. Yeah.
Can you identify them?
I should be able to identify them. I owe them 3 weeks. They've been with me for years.
Okay, come with me. I'll arrest them for operating without a license.
Don't arrest those people, officer. They're a troop of gay minstrels singing their way through life, spreading happiness wherever they go. And it's these kind of people that bring a little sunshine into the sad, sad world of today.
Say, I thought I recognized that line of talk. I know you now. How is Ida and the children?
Well, you made a mistake, officer, but that fella's not bad anyway.
Say, I know everybody's voice that's on the air. Keep on talking. I'll get you.
Okay, officer. Hey, listen to this. Hello, Mama. This is your son. You see spots in front of your eyes? Well, wear your glasses. You got them on now? How is it? You see the spots better with the glasses. Well?
Oh, sure. Now I got you. Super McGee.
Oh. Oh, officer. Don't you ever listen to those big dinners from Hollywood where a certain chap always gets up and makes speeches for nothing?
Sure. Jessel.
That's right, officer. And here's the ticket to our broadcast. Come right in. We'll be glad to see you.
Oh, thank you, Jessel. I always like your talks. And here's a ticket for Judge Mustmano's broadcast. He'll be glad to see you.
Oh. Officer, what this country needs...
Sing when you say that, George. Sing.
Most emphatically, that musically, dramatically, our good old national anthem is a glorious song. It has a most inspiring note that brings a lump to every throat. As long as we keep singing, we can never go wrong. What this country needs is a song for you, for me, for a strong, a song with that old MSA guy in it, one with that old fourth of July in it, something with that rhythm and rhyme. A song our kids will sing near and far that makes them glad they are what they are. A song with that old good natured brag in it, one with that old wave of a flag in it.
Shoot the fireworks, sing to the world of music, patriotically strong.
While we sow the seeds of our future deeds,
what this country needs is a song.
What kind of a song would you suggest, Eddie Lee?
May all your dreams be just as sweet as you are. Good night, angel. Good night.
And Amy, what kind of a song do you like? What kind of a song do you suggest?
Ah, get weary and sick of trying, and tired of living, and fears of dying. The old man river, he just keeps rolling.
When Washington, he went to town, the old bell started ringing, and George's phone has kept it up. That's why we keep on singing. So let's rally around the song, boys, let's rally around the song. Shall sing the battle cry of freedom. What this country needs is a song.
Give your home a chance to be interesting. There's no less expensive way to give your home a change of appearance and a new charm than with new wallpaper. But when you buy wallpaper for the home, buy quality wallpaper that will continue to be a lasting treasure. That's why we advise you to visit your nearest independent wallpaper company, Wallpaper and Paint Store. The independent wallpaper company has seized over 1 million customers during a quarter of a century. Housewives have come to recognize the independent wallpaper company as a standard of quality. Listen to the guarantee of the independent wallpaper company. We guarantee independent waterproof or sun-resisting wallpapers to keep their genuine beauty as long as any wallpaper made, without exception as to name, make, or price. We guarantee our prices to be as low or lower than any other wallpaper of equal quality. We guarantee satisfaction or your money back. For guaranteed quality at a guaranteed price, visit your nearest independent wallpaper company, wallpaper and paint store. For the address of the store nearest you, consult your telephone directory.
Of all the pig iron produced in the Western Hemisphere come from Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is a city of coal, glass, steel, smoke, and pickle. Of course, there have been many jokes about Pittsburgh, but only because it's famous, Josephine. Because people never joke about anything insignificant. When I told a fellow in Detroit I was going to Pittsburgh, he said, "Holy smoke." And of course, I had to answer, "Well, it suits me." But holy smoke is right, because, honey, when those smoke stacks on the steel mills are all going full blast, that means prosperity for everybody in these United States.
And are there really pirates here, too?
Who told you such a thing, Charles?
I heard Tommy Tucker say this is where the pirates come from.
Now, don't let him cap and kid you about the pirates. That's a baseball club. The only thing they steal is games from Cincinnati. That's But I think this is something that you should remember. You can put this in your little book, Josephine. Andrew Carnegie, Iron Master philanthropist, started here. He used to say surplus wealth is a sacred trust to be administered to for the highest good of the people. There's a grand old fellow, Andrew Carnegie, and he'll never be forgotten.
Who was Andrew Carnegie?
He was a man who helped many patients further their education. He built libraries everywhere and filled them with books so people could go there and read.
Mr. Jessel, do you go to the library to read?
No, Josephine. Mr. Jessel has a racing form sent to him direct.
Mr. Jessel, you said when we got here, you would take me to the steel mill.
Well, we can't make it today, but I'll take you to one of those factories where they turn out all kinds of gadgets. Come on, Norma, Tommy, everybody. Okay, town.
My, this is a big place.
Oh, this is only one of the small ones. Wait till I get you a guide here. Young man, are you the guide here?
Guide, Camphor, Chevron, Medicine,
Stephen. Never mind, we'll find out for ourselves. Let's go in here and see. Oh, it says here magnet room.
Are you Mr. Jessel and party? I just got a call from the front office to show you through.
Thank you.
That fellow talks just like a motorcycle cop.
I never thought of that.
You wouldn't. All you thought about was saving one salvage.
Now, directly above you is one of the largest magnets in the world. It can lift the locomotive to the ceiling. Don't stand too close,
Hey, wait a minute. Hey! Look where I am. Get me down from up here.
Imagine that magnet picking me up that way.
If you'd get the lead out of your pants, this wouldn't have happened to you.
All right.
George, I don't know why, but that man over there just seems to attract me.
Yeah, well, he should be. He's a steel magnet. That's the boss. By the way, what sort of a machine is this?
That makes automobile horns. You see, we put the soft material in this wide end, and as it goes through, it molds. And it's... Oh,
heavens!
Now George is in the auto horn machine. Stop it, please. Stop it quickly.
Don't worry. He'll be all right. He'll come out the other end in just a moment. Now watch. There he comes. See? That's
George! Are you hurt? Oh, George! Speak to me! Just wait a minute. Say something! Sing, Josephine. Sing.
Thing, folks, this is an 8-year-old child you've just heard, and she's so smart. And my uncle is such a dope. How can you figure that out? Next week, Josephine is going to render Weber's famous piano study, Perpetual Motion, from the picture of the same name.
To save money without sacrificing quality is to be smart. And that's why so many smart housewives buy their wallpaper at the independent wallpaper company, Wallpaper and Paint Store. Here you save one-third to one-half on independent guaranteed quality wallpaper. The independent wallpaper company purchases only from the largest manufacturers of wallpaper, and the elimination of the middle profit enables them to pass great savings on to you. The selection is greater, too. You have over 2,000 designs to choose from at the independent wallpaper company wallpaper and paint stores. Every design the work of an expert designer. The price range will suit any pocketbook. Waterproof and sun-resisting wallpapers from 5 to 45 cents a roll. You'll like the independent wallpaper company service. The wallpaper's on the way the very day it's ordered. The independent wallpaper company, wallpaper and paint stores, offer the greatest bargains in town on wallpaper, paint, varnishes, enamels, floor coverings, and window shades at a guaranteed saving of one-third to one-half. For the address of the independent wallpaper company, wallpaper and paint store nearest you, consult your telephone directory.
Yes, Mom, this is George. Yes, I'm in Pittsburgh. What's doing? Oh, you're having trouble with Willie again. Now, what trouble? About school? Well, you better put him on. I'll tell him something. Get him on the phone. Hello, Willie. What's the matter with you? What happened in school? Teacher gave everybody an hour to write a composition on baseball. Well, you did it in a minute. Well, of course. What kind of composition could you write on baseball in a minute? You wrote rain, no game. Well, that's not so bad. You say what?
The teacher got mad and kept you after school? Well, tomorrow you can fix that. You take a big apple to the teacher and everything will be all right. They don't do that anymore. You don't take a big apple to the teacher? Or they take the teacher to the big apple. Well, that's a little sense. Well, you put Mama on again, yeah. Hello, Mom. Well, I gave it to him good. What? Wally Giblin? Sure, I know him. What's happened? He's suing a fella for breaking up his home? You mean somebody ran away with his wife? Oh, somebody smashed into his trailer. Oh, I see. Well, say, Mom, one thing I want to know about, how do you like your new neighbor? You don't like them, why not? Well, have you spoken to them yet? You haven't, and how do you know you don't like them? You don't like their looks. Well, Mama, you know the old saying, looks are deceiving. Yes. Well, last week in Detroit, my old friend Edgar Guest told me this. When you get to know a fella, know his joys and know his cares, when you come to understand them and the burden that he bears, when you've learned the fight he's making and the troubles in his way, and you find that he is different than you thought him yesterday, you find his faults are trivial and there's not so much to blame in the brother that you jeered at when you only knew his name. Yes, when drawn a little closer and your hands and shoulders touch, you find the traits you hated really don't amount to much. When you get to know a fella, know his every mood and whim, you begin to find the texture of the splendid side of him. You begin to understand him, and you cease to scoff and sneer. For with understanding, always, prejudices disappear. You begin to find his virtues and his faults, you cease to tell. For you seldom hate a fella when you know him very well. What, Mom? Oh, you think Mr. Guest is right? And you want to ask the new neighbors to be your guests at dinner tomorrow? Well, that's nice. You bet. I'm glad. I'll be here in Pittsburgh all this week at the Stanley Theater. And next week, April 29th, we'll all be at the Capitol Theater in the capital of the grandest country in the world, Washington, D.C. You can call me there, Mom, next Sunday. Good night, Mom, and good night, everybody.
The George Jessel Show has been brought to you through the facilities of WWSW in Pittsburgh by the independent wallpaper company, Wallpaper and Paint Store. In addition to Mr. Jessel, the cast included Norma Talmadge, Josephine Starr, Tommy Tucker and his orchestra, and Amy Arnell. George Jessel. If your community does not observe daylight saving time, the George Jessel Show will come to you 1 hour early. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System. Remember that the independent wallpaper company, Wallpaper and Paint Stores, offer guaranteed savings of one-third to one-half. No matter what your pocketbook demands, you save money at the independent wallpaper company, Wallpaper and Paint Stores. A postcard addressed to this station will bring you a catalog showing hundreds of independent wallpaper company bargains. There is also sanitized washable cloth wall covering in rolls 12 yards long and 48 inches wide, made to sell at $5.75 at only $3.75 a roll. In downtown Pittsburgh, there's an independent wallpaper company, Wallpaper and Paint Store at 634 Smithfield Street, on the north side at 106 East Ohio Street, in Liberty at 5933 10th Avenue, Wilkinsburg at 729 10th Avenue, at 712 Braddock Avenue in Braddock, 412 9th Street, New Kensington, at 476 Franklin Avenue, Aliquippa, and McKeesport at 510 Walnut Street and 542 5th Avenue. This is WWSW, Hotel Keystone, Pittsburgh.